Jimmy Houston here from Jimmy Houston Outdoors. You know, when I'm not fishing, I'm listening to the Outdoor Journal radio show with Angelo Viola. Hey, let's get back to the show.
Thank you, Jimmy. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola, as Jimmy just told you. And if you don't know who Jimmy Houston is, well, shame on you. I'm not even about to tell you who he is. Behind the glass, I'll tell you who he is. He is Stephen Labadee, engineer extraordinaire, complete with new coif today. Don't think it went unnoticed. I just did not mention it.
I'm going to a Jack and Jill tonight, so I have to look fancy, you know?
Which are you, Jack or Jill?
None of them.
Neither one?
No.
Right. Just checking.
Thank God.
Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis on the board, on the line with us. A new friend to Outdoor Journal Radio, although a longtime listener. His name is Craig Purcell, owner of Show Deer Lodge, the legendary Show Deer Lodge on the Upper French River that has been owned by a good friend of ours for the past decade, Stephen Nedzwicki, another regular here on the program. And Craig also owns Sands on Golden Lake, another extraordinary operation. So now he runs two. Let's find out how that's going to work out. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Good morning, Ange. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy. Are you up at the lodge as we speak?
Yes, I am. I'm up looking at the beautiful body of water we have up here.
Oh, the French is just magnificent. And you can be up there for 100 years and never tire of each and every vista that awaits you up there. It's fantastic. Absolutely. Yep. And congratulations, by the way, on the new acquisition.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So a couple of quick things. I know, obviously, Steve is a very close friend of mine, so I've known about, from his standpoint, the last year or so in his mind, what he was thinking and all the options available to him and, you know, how he sort of handled that whole process. Do I or don't I sell? How did it work from your side? I mean, did you just wake up one day and say, listen, I need to find the premier fishing lodge in Ontario and I need to buy it? Or did it just sort of just happen?
You know, it's a funny story because when Steve bought this place, I would say now it's 11 years ago, him and I were both here a day apart looking at the property. And at the time, I was interested in buying the resort. Steve was interested in buying the resort. I think we both were working on offers. And then I got called away to go to the States. And I had an opportunity there to do something that I'd always wanted to do in the NFL. And I said, you know what? I'm going to walk away from this thing. And then everything comes full circle. And 10 years later, I got a call from the real estate agent that Steve and I both know. And he said, hey, this might be coming up. So, you know, I guess you wait for good things to happen, they happen. So it worked out well. And Steve's become a very good friend of mine. And it's gone really, really well. And you know, you talk about fishing or the vista not changing. Some people have been coming up here I've got guys that have been coming here for 50, 60 years, and they say they haven't fished everywhere they can fish yet. So, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Ah, it's a little piece of heaven, my friend. Absolutely a wonderful place to be, regardless of what you're there for, by the way. The French River is magical that way. If you're a hardcore muskie fisherman, of course, it's legendary for that, and it's been well documented. But also, if you want to do some paddling and maybe look at some historical sites, or you just want to test yourself, you want to test your strength and do one of those grueling hikes. I mean, there's so many things that are available on the Upper French River that you can't get any place else in the world, and to have the property that we affectionately know as Show Deer Lodge, situated where it is, it's I call it legendary because it is. It is just legendary. It's the perfect storm of outdoor adventures. It's all there at Show Deer.
So, I mean, I think we've got, you know, we obviously have the hardcore anglers that come up and they, you know, we've got specific guys looking for muskie or for walleye or for bass. But we also have a lot of people that come up here, bring their kayaks or use our kayaks, and they just get out in the water every single day, and they just go from one bay to another, bring a shore lunch or bring a box lunch, and they just come up for the beauty. So, and you have couples that come up, and one person's fishing all day, and the other person's out kayaking or canoeing or hiking. So I think that, you know, the one thing that always attracted me to the French is just the beauty. And the other thing is because it's part of a park, you come up here, and the view's not going to change in 20 years. You're not going to see 30, 40 cabins across the bay from here because you just can't build. It's protected.
Yeah, it's. I laugh only because I know how extraordinary it is, and I always laughed. You know, when Steve and I used to at the end of the year, of course, after you spend all summer long working your 12-hour, 14-hour days, you know, you kind of dragged out, and it's the low point, you know, closing it up for the year. And we used to always get together, and Steve would give me all, man, you know, how tough it was and all that, and I'd look at him and say, "Are you kidding me? You just spent the last 4 months of your life here." In the middle of all this, and sometimes, we take it for granted, don't we?
100%. I mean, you know, a bad day at the office here is maybe we run out of bait, or maybe it rains a little bit.
Exactly.
As I sit here and look out my window at the body of water I have in front of me, a bad day at the office for me, I can't complain. I mean, it's you really are living the dream when you get a chance to get up here. And I can tell you that Steve did a great job, and the previous owners, and there's just so many people that have been coming here for so long. I mean, I spent half my time listening to stories about them. I had a guy that was here a few weeks ago that was 89 years old. His father owned the lodge in 1939 or something like that.
Yep.
And the history and the stories, and it's fantastic.
Now, it didn't always look so rosy and sunshiny when you first got there, when you first opened the camp up this year.
Yes.
Those high waters must have been pretty terrifying. Tell us about that experience.
Oh, my goodness. I thought that was just a dirty trick Steve played on me. But, it's we have some fixed docks across the front, as you know, and then we've got our little boathouse bait shop and pro shop. And we were a foot and a half higher above the docks. What we did was we banged together some picnic tables. We put a ramp on the picnic tables, and you had to walk up the ramp to the top of the tables, and the seats of the picnic tables were underwater. That's how high it was. And we literally had to valet the boats one at a time just to get them in. We were throwing our bait buckets just in the boathouse where you normally have T-shirts and tackle because there was so much water there. And tying the boats off to trees that, if I'm looking out the window now, are 30 feet from the water. You know, it was crazy. Now, and I would say it was an inconvenience, and I know a lot of people during that time lost property and had severe damage. So I can't complain, but it was a funny summer. It started off, I thought, oh my goodness, it's going to rain every weekend, and then we got the heat wave and things dried out. So it worked out well, but it was fun. It was fun. It was a good experience.
Now, speaking of experiences, you're no stranger to lodge ownership. You have another property that is even, I mean, it's got a story unto its own, the Sands on Golden Lake. Tell us about that. And more importantly, I want to ask you, what were you thinking? Like, it's not enough to work all year long at a resort like the Sands. You need to pick up an extra 80, 85 hours a week at the show gear.
Like, yeah, I think that... You know what? The Sands is a great operation, and there's a great team that runs it for me. It's been around since 1935. It's a different type of setup. We have 1,000 feet of beachfront there. We've got a restaurant, a spa, bank facilities, hotel units. So we do a lot of weddings and a lot of events. And there's a great team in there that it's only because of them that I can do this. But I've always been in love with the French River. I've always loved this resort. So when it had the opportunity and somebody called me, I thought that was somebody giving me a wink, wink, nudge, nudge that I should do this. And I don't regret it one bit. Now, you can ask my family how they feel about it, but they've been very understanding, and it's been a lot of work. But, you know, it's funny. You look at your watch and you don't realize that, you know, it's 10 o'clock at night because you got up at 6 and you keep running, and it's the guests that make a difference. You have so much fun doing it because it's just so much fun hanging out with everybody and getting to know them.
Now, I just recently met you, and I got to know you a little bit, and a little bit about your background and your history. And knowing all of that, I have to ask this question. What's in store for Chaudière? I know you are not the type of individual that will just be happy with status quo. What can we expect down the road at Chaudière? Anything you can share with us?
Well, you know, I think every new owner needs to sort of take the next step and make some enhancements from the previous owner. So, I mean, other than some of the obvious stuff, we're looking at changing all the upgrade boats and getting some newer units there. We have some property here that, you know, one thing I've noticed is there's a lot of people that want to come up in a big group, 24, 28, 32 people. So one of the things we're looking at doing is creating one major bunkhouse with their own chef and their own kitchen, where as a group you can come up there, you have your own docks, your own boats. Welcome to come to the lodge and hang out at the lodge, but it gives you that privacy and that space that some of them want. And also just, you know, it's, and I get it more from, a lot of our female guests have given me a lot of advice on some of the decorating upgrades that I need to do. So some of that stuff we'll work on and get that done through the wintertime. The real issue up here, as you know, is that once we shut down in Thanksgiving, just after Thanksgiving, it's a race to get the water out and everything else. And then we only have that short window, you know, sort of January, February to get across in the ice to do some of this stuff. But, you know, it's been well kept and well maintained all over the years. Steve did a great job. So really, you know, it's just, as the new guy, it's my turn to put my touch on it.
Well, we're all, as all previous guests at Show Deer Lodge, I'm sure that all of us are waiting to see, because we are expecting some pretty exciting times ahead. And I wish you nothing but the best, Craig. It was a pleasure meeting you. I'd like to invite you on the program on a more regular basis. Let us know what's happening up there. Maybe you can give us a report on how the French is fishing. And let's stay in touch.
Well, I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, absolute pleasure. I want to remind folks, you can go to showdeerlodge.com for more information. I'm sure all the booking information is there, showdeerlodge.com. And as well, if you you heard about the Sands on Golden Lake, you can go to their website at sandsongoldenlake.com. Check it all out. His name is Craig Purcell, new owner of Show Deer Lodge. Thanks, Craig. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Craig Purcell. No longer Steve Nedzwicki. That's kind of weird, even just saying that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.